Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
There was an experiment done, I'll just mention, it's called the Solomon Asch Conformity Line Experiment. Anyone heard of that one before? No. So basically this psychologist, he brought in about 8 people into a room and he wanted to test how people conform even if when something's totally wrong. So he got 7 actors and he would change the one. One would sit at the back and not know what's going on. And he had two drawings. One big line, let's say it was about 20 centimeters long. And on another board, he had 3 lines. My brothers and sisters, the good friends, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, a good friend is like the seller of perfume. Hadith is in Bukhari. Like the seller of perfume. And a bad friend is like the blacksmith who works with steel and heat. He said, if you'd merely enter the shop of the perfume seller or the cologne seller, even if you don't buy anything, he will gift you with what? He will gift you with a sample. Or at least you'll come out smelling a little bit nicer. Or you'll smell something nice and your mood will change, even if you don't buy anything. But the blacksmith and the person who works with fire and ashes and steel, you go in, even if you don't do anything, you come out smelling bad. So the point is, brothers and sisters, that's the friendship circles. Oh, how much peer pressure can be very hard in that. I know, I think I've said this story before, as a teacher for many years, I've had many stories of youngsters who come to me about these problems with peer pressure. Some of them get, they start off really good, mashallah, and then suddenly the wrong groups comes around and they are weak and they fall prey to them. Next minute they're out of the school, they're kicked out, or they start failing, or they've got problems, or issues start to happen, or they start getting disconnected from their own families, and so on and so on and so forth. It's a serious issue, and it happens mostly between the ages, between the ages of 10 to 25 is the biggest peer pressure challenge. And the most, statistics show, between 14 and 16 is the most crucial age. And I remember one young man in year 9, he had turned 14, 15, a long time ago, said to me, sir, I've had these friends since I was in grade prep. They're the best friends. Suddenly they've all changed because they reached puberty, right? Now they want to explore and try things. He said, the other day I went out with them on a weekend, and one of them brought cigarettes from his father. His father smoked cigarettes, his kid. And what do you expect? If the parent do the wrong things, children are going to obey. But you're going to have to talk to your children if you're addicted to it and try your best not to smoke in front of them and do things. At least that's better. But anyway, this kid comes and brings cigarettes and some for his nice mates. He's generous, mashallah. He shares. He's loyal. He brings cigarettes for his mates. That's a friend you should have not. That was about 17 years ago I'm talking about. Now, mashallah, we've advanced. We're more technologically advanced. We're an advanced civilization. There's no more cigarettes, now it's vapes. Vapes, shisha joints, and we even give dawah in shisha joints. We go and sit down. In our Ramadan's coming. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. No need, I'm not putting anyone down. We all have our mistakes and sins and problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us and take us out of bad environments. Ameen. Keep the shaitan away from us. He said to me, I went there and he started smoking. Now, they don't just peer pressure you by just bringing you the cigarette and say, hey, smoke this poison. They say, hey, look what I can do. Circles. Look what else I can do. Chains. And all the kids go, sick man, cool. Then he wants to try one. He wants to make circles as well. So the friends start going ahead. Some of them already tried it. Circles. This kid's never tried a cigarette. He goes, man, I'm going to miss out. I'm not going to be cool. I'm going to lose my friends. He goes, no, I don't want to. And they go, you're a wimp. Can't smoke. Come on, just try it. Well, you'll enjoy it. Just like the shaitan did with Adam. He goes, alhamdulillah, I didn't smoke. What am I going to do, sir? What am I going to do, sir? Next weekend, they're going to call me. I have to go out. If I say no, the problem is, I said, say no to them. So the thing is, I'll be isolated. I'm out of their circle. I said, and so be it. So be it. Maybe it's time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you this test. Which direction are you going to go? Now, of course, it's not just the cigarettes anymore. See, one thing drags to another. And subhanAllah, years went past and these friends, they ended up what we expected. Alhamdulillah, now they're older, 25, 26 years old, 28, 30. They've changed their lives. But during that time, fell into many predicaments. This boy, mashaAllah, I said to him, number one, you say I'm not going out, boys. He goes, I can't just say, I'm going to make excuses. What if I'm lying? I said, you know, do it kind of like a way that you're not lying, but you are, you know, something like, no, I've got to, you know, I'm spending time with family there. We've got something on. Even if it's just eating, even if your mum's made macaroni and spaghetti and you want to eat and say, we've got a family thing happening. So you're kind of not lying, but try to get out of it. Because what if they ended up going with the market? Then you have to stand your ground. You have to stand your ground. Say, no, I'm not going to smoke cigarettes, boys. That's joke about it. Say, no, bro, it's smoking cigarettes. What's that? Do something. So he tried, comes back, says, sir, wallahi, it was so hard. I sweated and I don't know how I did it, but alhamdulillah, I refused. But now they don't call me anymore. I said, good, Malish. They will come back to you one day, inshallah. Because a person who stands his ground has got integrity and is respected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings good people to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses these types of people to be leaders. Otherwise, if you're a sheep who follows, there is no benefit in you until you change, inshallah. And that's what Islam encourages us to be, wants us to be leaders of ourselves, number one. Doesn't have to be leader of a community, but of yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to look after yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be ahead, inshallah, to be healthy, to be fit in every way, physically, spiritually, mentally, religiously, deen, in every way, inshallah ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, there was an experiment done, I'll just mention, it's called the Solomon Asch Conformity Line Experiment. Anyone heard of that one before? No. So basically this psychologist, he brought in about 8 people into a room and he wanted to test how people conform even if when something's totally wrong. So he got 7 actors and he would change the one. One would sit at the back and not know what's going on. And he drew, he had two drawings. One big line, let's say it was about 20 centimeters long. And on another board, he had 3 lines. The middle line was 20 centimeters, exactly the same as the 20 centimeter line on the other one. And he drew some smaller lines next to that 20 centimeter line. And then he said to everyone, which line is the exact same size as the 20 centimeter line? And he told the 7 actors to lie, to say that line or that line. And that one person who didn't know that they were lying, he has to say which line. And the results were that about 75% of repeating this experiment, 75% of the participants who didn't know that it was an act, they just went with the flow and chose the small line. Even though it's so obvious that 20 centimeters equals 20 centimeters. And what this showed, obviously there's limitations to this experiment, but what this shows is that there is this thing with us that we don't want to feel weird or feel like we're not normal or something like that. And once you can cross that, wallahi, I guarantee you, bi-idhnillah, doors are going to open for you in every direction. The confidence level will boost through the roof in a healthy way. Your self-esteem will go up. You'll have control over yourself and people will follow you and you instead of following them in a good way, inshallah. Now, of course, brothers and sisters, it's very hard. Why do people fall to peer pressure? You got to understand. There's some 5 reasons I'll give you. Number one, you feel maybe you don't have any friends to hang out with, so you want to join that bad group. Maybe you're afraid of being rejected or teased, so you join a group to hide in between them. Maybe you're afraid of embarrassment or judgment. It's going to judge me, or embarrassment. Maybe you feel a need to belong. Maybe you feel that it's going to give you safety by being with that group, or maybe to boost your popularity and self-esteem. All of these are what the shaitan comes and scares you with. And subhanAllah, as soon as you realize this, then inshaAllah ta'ala is the first step of knowing which direction you're going to go. We said before that the people who fall into this are many. Some of the reasons that, or some of the different kinds of peer pressure and places that people get you is in the following ways. There are reports and research that show that 90% of teens reported peer pressure. They said that more girls than boys were prone to peer pressure, especially in the areas of appearance, social status, and relationships. A third of the teens said that I began taking pills and painkillers and cutting, you know, they cut their hands and stuff, to peer pressure, after peer pressure. And a lot of them were girls, some of them were boys. 27% reported that they went on drugs because of peer pressure. I gave you the example of the boy with the cigarettes. Cigarettes lead to some other things. Now, some people will come up to you and they'll try to justify. They say, I don't believe that there's gateway drugs. I don't believe that there's drugs that if you start, someone's going to take it to something else. This is a lie. The studies are tremendous against that. And the people who like the drugs and want to try and justify it, they'll tell you stuff like that. Like what the shaitan did to Adam, alayhi salam. He told them, I swear by God that it's good for you to eat from that tree. And manipulation. About 24% said that peer pressure made them go on vapes and cigarettes. About 32% say that peer pressure made them go, excuse me for the word, serious sexual activity. And a higher percentage because...
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Because of peer pressure, they reported that they engaged in other indecent sexual activities, such as, the type of texting they do, but just change the T to an S, that type of texting. And they went to boyfriend and girlfriend relationships or tried, certain acts like that because of peer pressure. The friends would come up, they would be guilty themselves, and they would encourage their own friends to try it out. And, they would say things like, Shaitan gives them ideas. They'll say, look, in the beginning, it's hard. Afterwards, it gets easy. You have to give it a try. It's just for fun. It won't go any further. But subhanAllah, the area of relationships and sexual activity is one of the most dangerous areas that have become in our time. Hyper problems. Especially with social media and the internet, you've got problems like permanency. Once you post something, once you speak something, once you communicate, once you send something, subhanAllah, you never know when someone's going to blackmail you with it or they're going to use it against you. Or they share it with their friends and you don't even know. Sometimes they'll do it out of just fun, or they'll do it out of, niceness, or do it out of whatever, naivety. The worst thing we can do today is to engage in these types of intimate acts, even if it's through just normal texting online. And once it's out there, you can never bring it back. And this is a growing epidemic at the moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and our children. It starts with you not crossing your boundaries and saying no. And you stop yourself. Nobody can force you, inshallah. Also, peer pressure is in dressing in a certain way. Sometimes they say drive without a license, let's the wag school, not being friends with someone. They say, hey, if you're friends with them, you're not going to be friends with me. Drinking beer and alcohol, about 38% were reported to have done it because of peer pressure. Other things like peer pressure happens is, stealing, shoplifting, bullying, and so on. And about 30% reported that their social status improved because of peer pressure. So if your social status and your importance improves, that's good. But so long as what you are doing and following is good. But if you're following something bad, then this so-called popularity that you think you're getting is your destruction. That's going to destroy you. That's a false popularity. And usually the people around you influence you that way. They're the first ones to throw you under the bus, man. Wallahi, they'll throw you under the bus. But a believer who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never throw you under the bus. The one who truly fears Allah. Maybe you might see somebody who looks religious and you heard stories about them that they threw their friend under the bus. Yes, it can happen. But religious person is not just on the outside. It's not just with the beard or with the hijab or with the salah. It's in our behavior and our actions. And that's why I tell people, be careful about sharing your secrets, your inner desires, your plans and your goals and everything about you to a person you don't really know very well yet. One man came to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, so-and-so is a good person. I will trust him with this or that. He said, have you traveled with him? He said, no. He says, have you ever dealt with him in money or property? He said, no. He says, have you ever engaged in anything that is sensitive in life? He said, no. He says, maybe you saw him praying a lot in the masjid. Maybe he's got a nice voice in the Quran. Maybe he can read nicely. Maybe he said a few nice religious words. He says, yes. He said, wallahi, you don't know him at all. Any one of us can, on the outside, look like it, but it's very hard to find people who truly are God-fearing in secret and in open. That takes time. And I especially advise our young sisters. As I told you, I'm like a father to you, inshallah, and I've been a teacher with counseling young children, young teenagers especially. A lot of the girls, the young girls, find that they think that to make a friend with groups or with another girl, they think that, you know, you gotta share secrets about yourself or your private, you know, feelings, right? And then she tells you and you tell her, and then suddenly you call yourselves BFFs. I mean, these are more the younger ones. But even, wallahi, even happens with the adults. It happens with the adults, but more on adult level. And it also happens with the boys and the men. Did you know that there is something called religious peer pressure? What do I mean by that? Now, Allah tells us in the Quran to command good and prohibit evil. So we advise and we guide and we influence others to do good. And we advise and stand up against the wrong and help others by preventing the wrong in various degrees. This is good. And Islam, ad-din al-nasiha, religion is all about advising one another. A friend of yours who reminds you and tells you about salah, tells you about right and wrong, tells you, look man, if you're not going to stop that, I'm going. Or leaves the gathering until you change the topic. Or maybe you're joking inappropriately and says, man, I'm not taking part in it, and comes back. That is a friend you must hold on to. That's a friend who on the Day of Judgment is also going to save you bi-idhnillah. Because Allah says in the Quran, al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. The closest of friends on the Day of Judgment will be the greatest enemies, except those who used to fear Allah. You will drag them and tell them, oh Allah, forgive my friend. My friend used to do this, alhamdulillah. I used to see him in Ramadan. I used to see him, even if he's done bad deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of you, will give that person forgiveness. Did you know that? This is in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. Lots of stories, also in the Quran, that the believers will intercede for one another. But those who weren't following the right path, they will not intercede for him. You know what they're going to do? They're going to blame you. And you're going to blame them. You're going to curse them. And they're going to curse you. And you're going to swear at them. And you're going to everything. That's what's going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, the religious peer pressure is not what you think. We should advise one another and lead each other in the right path. But there are two things. Obviously, there's no wisdom in pressuring someone to do acts of worship. Yani pray, 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 put on the hijab, pray, 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 put on the hijab. You must fast, you must do this, you must do that. Yani you have to do it with wisdom and care. It's hard with our children, but we sometimes do need to put pressure on our own children and they thank us later. But avoid violence, avoid denigrations, avoid put downs and things like that. Because peer pressure, they put you down, they isolate you, they do things like that. But to pressure your child or to pressure your friend or to pressure your spouse or to pressure your friends in order to do good things is a good thing. But avoid what? The disrespect. But there is also religious peer pressure where a group of religious people follow a particular line of thought. And this line of thought is differences of opinions among, let's say, schools of thought, madhabs. Or it could be that they have different scholars who they follow. All of them, mashallah, are knowledgeable and valid, but they may differ on certain matters of the branches of the religion. There are those groups who turn these religious affiliations or their teachers into somewhat like a cult. It's no longer about understanding one another. It's if you agree with me, you're one of us. If you don't agree with me, you're out. Are you with us? Are you one of us or you're not? Oh, that person is one of that group. That person is one of that group. And then they build upon it ahkam, which means judgments. Those people are deviant. Those people are deviant. Only we're on the right path. Yeah, there are deviant groups, yes. But alhamdulillah, a large number of the Muslim community are not deviants. There's a lot of ignorance, yes. There's sometimes people are trying to find the right way and they're trying their best and they're very sincere and they follow certain opinions, maybe wrong, but they're trying their best. Sometimes there's something called valid differences of opinion, but some people, they take it to the next level. My group, and they give themselves a name. That group don't go with them and they call them a name. And that group, and that these religious wars are terrible. And this is what is called dispute. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Do not dispute among one another because of the religion. In matters, of course, in brackets, the scholar said, in matters that have space to differ in opinions, in valid opinions. Even the Sahabas, the companions, differed on certain matters. It doesn't mean you abandon one another and turn each other into a cult. This person won't pray behind this person. That person won't pray behind that person. Because he has 1, 2, 3 scholar names. I have 1, 2, 3 scholar names. They're not, you know, these scholars are them, these scholars are them. Yani. Of course, this is another topic, but to a certain extent, brothers and sisters, this division is terrible. Let us talk with each other. Let's advise one another. As soon as I shake your hand, if somebody says, oh my God, his sheikh is so-and-so, I'm a deviant because I shook his hand. Maybe I'm shaking his hand because I want to advise him and him to advise me. Maybe we can learn from each other. There are many reasons. But to turn it into a cult, or because somebody goes to this masjid, doesn't go to that masjid, this is our masjid, that's their masjid, terrible. Sometimes we have it based on nationalism and ethnicity. This is from this country, that masjid is from that country. No, that's them, this is us. What? He comes to our masjid and says that? Our masjid and says that? You know, I hear these comments, you know. Let's not fall into changing religion into a cult-like grouping of division and peer pressure, where a person may be subjected to truth. And because he's afraid of the group that is with them, they say, you know, I heard Sheikh so-and-so, he quoted, the ayah in the Quran, hadith, which means such and such, and it made me thinking. Without even listening to the evidence that you have to present, a cult-like mentality will peer pressure you to think, what? So now you're a deviant? We're not saying we're deviants, ya akhi. Oh, you're not part of our group, he's leaving our group. So be careful, brothers and sisters, about these matters, inshallah ta'ala, and give and take a little bit, and ask the people of knowledge, and be sincere.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.